another question. Perek Yud Aleph is Prote Midos Hanikius. We're up to the paragraph that starts Gam Hasina VaHanikima. We spoke last time about Sina and Ava, what it is, and the Isser of Nikima and Nitira, and the reasons why the Torah answered it, either because we're all one people and therefore you can't take revenge on yourself, or because taking revenge on petty things, and most things that have to do with this world are petty, right? A person's brain shouldn't be occupied with that. Should remember, the guy didn't loan me his lawnmower, didn't loan me his lawnmower. Okay. So let's learn first what he says, and then we'll go back over it and see that there are times when nekama, taking revenge, is not only not prohibited, but is demanded. Gam hashina v'hanikima koshim od l'shigim lat mimeno leiv husal ashir levnei adam. First of all, he says that it's not easy not to hate or take revenge on somebody who's hurt you, even monetarily. Ki ha'adam margish ma'od be'el benosav. Normal people are sensitive, and they don't like to be insulted or accused of things that they didn't do, or hurt because people don't help them or whatever. Umitztayer tzar gadol, and people suffer a lot because of these things, normally. Doesn't mean it's okay, but it's normal. V'hanekama lo mesuka midvash, and therefore taking revenge is very sweet. Sweet revenge, right? It makes you feel good that you got back at the guy who made you feel bad, right? He didn't loan me his lawnmower, and I'm not going to loan my lawnmower. Kihi menuchas olavada. Right, because that's the only respite you get from being hurt, to take revenge. Okay, shliya bekocho lazo mashetivo machriach oso v'yavra midoso v'lo yisna mishaheir boasina v'lo yoku mimenu v'izdamen lo shuchali nokin v'lo yitor lo elas hakol yishkach v'yosr milibo kiu lo hoya chazik v'amitzu. A person who's able to, in a time when he can take revenge or hold a grudge for somebody who did something that was wrong, and he can control himself and not go after what is a normal reaction, you have to be a very strong person to be able to do that. It's only easy for a malach, and we're not malachim, we're human beings. Now that doesn't mean that it's impossible. It means it's difficult. And it means that if you haven't worked on your midos, it's going to be very difficult to control yourself in these areas, because it's the Yetzer Hara is very strong. It doesn't mean that it's okay to do. And it doesn't mean that it's impossible for a person. It's against human nature. It's not against human nature. But a person who hasn't worked on his midos is going to have a very hard time. If you've worked on your midos, which you're supposed to, then you can be in control. Right? If you've practiced control, you can control yourself. If you haven't practiced any control, then your Yetzer Hara is going to take over, and very difficult to go against it. Lo el shochnei botei chomer asher ba'ofer yisodem. This is easy for malachim, it's not easy for human beings. Omnam, however, gzeiris melechi, it's a gzeira from the Rabban Shalom, that you have to control yourself. It doesn't say it's easy, it's possible. If the Torah says you can do it, you can do it. That doesn't mean that it's easy to do. V'hamikros gluyim be'er heitev. You can't. There's no doubt that that's what it means. Einum tzrichim perish. You don't have to, kvetch to say that this is what the Torah demanded. It says it beferish. L'sisna sachichim b'vavecha. Not allowed to hate somebody, right? We'll see there are times when you are allowed, and it's even a mitzvah to hate somebody. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge. The Indian hanikima vanitiri yadua. The hainu nikima limonu mehetiv lemisha lo ratzel hetiv lo. Nikima is where you won't do something for someone else that normally you would do, but you're not doing it because they hurt you. That's called nikima. If you're not doing it because you don't do it for anybody, or you wouldn't want to do it for them, right? then that's not nekima. But if the reason is, for instance, you ask somebody to borrow their car and they wouldn't give it to you, then they come to borrow your car. If you never give your car out to anybody, right? So you don't have to give it to them. Right? You're not giving the car because they didn't give you their car. You're not giving it because you don't give out your car, or because you think that this guy's irresponsible or whatever. But if you normally would give your car, but the reason you're not giving it is because they didn't give you theirs, then the what's it called? Then it's nekima. When the tira lahasker the eshu native with mishehera lo esa zikaron min arash osalo, and the tira is where at the time that you do a favor for somebody who didn't do you a favor, you tell him and you remind him, I'm not like you. That's called natira. That's bearing a grudge. Lefisha yetzer holech umarsiach esalev mevakish tamid lahaniach lepachos ezeroshim. The Yitzhahara doesn't like you to just give this up without anything, right? In other words, at least say something. At least say to the guy, you know, I'm not like you. O ezer zikarim in adofer. Then lo yuchal lahasher zichro gadol yistav lahasher zichro. If you can't do something big, at least you try to do something small. Yomar derech moshul la'olim and kirtzolitein le'isha zeh asher l'ratza hu la'seish l'chokish and zrach. The example, like we said, right? You asked somebody to loan you something and he wouldn't. Now he wants to borrow something similar from you, right? L'fachos lo tishneir b'sever parim yafos. Okay, maybe I won't even say I'm not like you, but I'll, you know, give you a frown when I give it, like a sour face, and you'll get the idea. And according to this, obviously the Ramchal held that there's a shaila like that. Whether it's only us or if you tell the guy, I'm not like you. But if you just think it in your heart, that's not Natira, because he doesn't know, right? Here it's mashma that even if you don't say anything, but you don't give it willingly, you give it with a sour face, that may be somewhere in between. In other words, if I think I'm not like him, right? According to some, you're over because you should have forgotten it. According to some, since he has no idea that you have any grudge, that's not called bearing a grudge. Bearing a grudge means letting him know about it, right? Now the only shaila is, what if you let him know about it, but not verbally? You let him know about it because you have a sour face. You didn't say anything, but he got the message that you're not too happy in giving this thing. Right? So is that also or not? That I'm not sure. There's a sheet that holds it has to, you have to verbalize it to be over. There's a sheet that holds it, if you don't verbalize it, but you think it in your heart, you're also over. Shaila is, according to the sheet that it holds, that you have to say it. And thinking it in your heart is not enough. What if you think it in your heart in a way that he can discern that that's what you're thinking in your heart? I'm not sure. According to the opinions that you have to verbalize. Oh, im ein charotzo lahara lo fachas lo teitivo tova gedola lo tisayeu siu goro. Right? I won't give you the car with any gas in it. Right? In other words, somehow I'm going to get the message across that I'm not very happy in doing this, but what can I do? The Torah said I have to do it. And if you want to help him, you won't do it directly, right? You'll do it through a shliach or indirectly or whatever. Or I won't be a friend. I'll help you if you need, but I'm not going to be a friend. And you feel, look, I'm not going to be his enemy. I don't have to be his friend either, right? Did me bad, I'm not going to be his friend. The ingam, and again, it's only because of that reason. If you're not his friend because you don't like him, because he's not a nice person, he doesn't have good midos or something, right? Then you don't have to be everybody's friend. But if the only reason I'm not his friend is because he did something to me, that's called bearing a grudge. Even if you'll be his friend, but you won't be as good a friend as you used to be. That's Nikius. Nikius is that even if you're not going to be over the Isser 100%, but there's going to be
remnant
of it, right? Some remnant, that's a good one. Some remnant of it, that's also not Naki. It's not Nikius. Al Kain. Therefore, the Torah said the opposite. Not only are you required not to hate people, not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge? You're required to go to the other extreme and love the person. As much as you love yourself, no difference. Right? You love yourself, you don't bear grudges against yourself, usually, unless you're schizophrenic or something, right? Normal people don't bear grudges against, don't take revenge on themselves, right? Don't say, well, you're a rotten guy yesterday, so today I'm not going to be, you know, so friendly with you. So then it has to be the same thing to somebody else. Without, what sounds like Osharad, without tricks or mazimos, right? Just, what's it called? Just straightforward.
How does someone trick himself?
No, tricks means, tachbulos means, I'm going to let you know that I don't really like you that much, right? I'm going to do it in a way that I'm not going to chas v'shalom say that I'm not doing it. Right? I'll give you the car, but I'm not going to put any oil in it or something, and because of that, right, it's not going to go the way that that you want it to go or something like that.
Right?
Wait, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so that's Nekima and Netira. However, okay, so therefore I would say that sometimes a person has to be a shmata, and people can just walk over him, and he can't do anything about it. Can't take revenge, can't say anything, and what's it called? Is that true? So first of all, there are times and things that a person should take revenge for. According to most opinions, these halachas apply to physical material things. Right? To davar shebamama. Like, didn't loan you a lawnmower, didn't loan you his car. But what if somebody was mostly shamer on you? Right? Not a physical thing. It mitzayer you with tzayra de nafsho, not tzayra de gufo. Right? He made a bad name of you, accused you of things, what's it called, that you didn't do, or whatever. And he was mitzayer you emotionally, not physically. Right? Things that are serious. Or, by Sina, somebody, you hate them not because they did something to you or whatever, because you see they're Russia. They did Averis and they didn't do tshuva for it. So then, the halacha is that in certain cases you're allowed to hate such a person, at least hate what they did, and you're even allowed, it's a mitzvah to hate such a person because you're hating the evil that they did. And any Avera that a person doesn't do tshuva for is evil. Now there are conditions of that. You have to warn them, you have to, what's it called, give them Musar and Tochacha, and they have to not accept it. And then you're allowed to hate them. So Bismar Azeh, it's to a certain degree not operable, because nobody knows if they're capable of giving somebody tochacha, and we assume that your tochacha wasn't successful, not because the person didn't accept it, because you didn't know how to give it. And therefore we give the person the benefit of the doubt that he's still before tochacha. So it could be in those respects, in that kind of thing, hating somebody because didn't have era, maybe not practical or operable, but it does exist. Under certain circumstances. Nekima and Netira, for instance, sometimes is a mitzvah. It says, Kol Tamad Chacham, She'eno Nokim V'Noter Kenocha She'eno Tamad Chacham. Right? A person, that somebody did something to a Tamad Chacham, right? That was Mevaze Kavod HaTorah. Not they didn't loan him his lawnmower. Right? Because that in respect, nothing to do with a Tamad Chacham or not a Tamad Chacham. There's a lawnmower. Somebody insulted a Tamad Chacham publicly. Okay, so it's a matter of Kavod HaTorah. If it's private, then it's not the Talmud Chacham who was insulted, it was the person. Because nobody knows about it except that person. Then it's a personal thing, then you're like anybody else. But a person is the Talmud Chacham, and publicly he stands for Torah, so therefore it's a bizui of Kavod HaTorah publicly, right, if somebody is mevazeh. So if he doesn't take revenge like a snake, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He has to bear a grudge, and he has to take revenge. The Rambam says if he doesn't, he's punished. Why? Because here, l'cha'ora, first of all, it says like a snake. What's like a snake? So they say that like a snake means the following. All of the animals has come to the snake and say, what benefit do you get when you bite people? Right? At least other animals kill people and eat them. They enjoy what they get. But you bite people and kill them, you don't eat them. So why do you do it? So the snake says, what are you asking me? Look at a person who speaks Lashon Hara. What enjoyment does he get physically? Right? He kills people and doesn't get, he's no worse than me. Right? I'm no worse than him. But what do you see by a snake? A snake gets no personal benefit from the revenge. So a Talmud Chacham who takes Nekima has to be like a snake. It can't be that he gets personal enjoyment out of it. He's doing it purely because of Kavanat Torah. Now, according to both of those reasons that we said, right? Well, the reason that I don't take revenge on somebody because we're one. So it's like taking revenge on myself. That's somebody who is one with me. But somebody who separates himself from the klal because he's a mavazik kavanat Torah, so he's not me anymore. That's somebody else. Or the reason is because it's not worth thinking about. But it is worth thinking about. It's not your personal covet. You're being no came on kavanat Torah. And in that respect, it says gadol nekama. Revenge is a very important thing because it like it balances the books. When somebody gets away with something that is usher, something that is what's it called, that's evil, and it looks like you can do it and get away with it, it creates a very bad impression to people. They see that evil in this world can triumph. When you take revenge and you balance the account, so then people see that, you know, the crime doesn't pay, that it's there's a compensation.
But what does one do in taking revenge? You can't go against the law. You can't shoot the person. So what is it?
No. Well, the take revenge means that he lets the person know that he's bearing a grudge, and that what's it called, and that you're not going to get away with that.
What do you do? You're not letting me get away with it.
You're allowed to publicize what he did and make people stay away from such a person, right? You're allowed to. What other kinds of things could you possibly do? You're allowed to, you personally have nothing to do with that person. Warn other people that he's the kind of person you shouldn't have anything to do with. Kinds of things usually that's called nekima netira. And you're allowed to hate the person. And you're allowed to publicize the fact that he did such a thing. It is public anyway. Right? And warn people not to have a connection. So there are times that not only is it not usher to take revenge, but it's a mitzvah, and if you don't, you're doing something wrong. But all of the times are where you're not taking revenge for personal things. It's because the thing is worth, it's something important enough not to just ignore. That's the idea. So, again, sometimes people are very sensitive, but they should be sensitive the other way, not the first way. Right? Sometimes people are very concerned about the feelings of people or whatever, but they're concerned about the feelings of the wrong people. They're concerned about the feelings of people who have perpetrated not nice things on other people, and they have rachmanis on them when all of a sudden the tables are turned, and they're shown to be people who really hurt other people wrongly. And then when the people want to vindicate themselves, then people have Rahmanis, Nebuch, what are you doing to these people, or whatever. It's misplaced Rahmanis.
But the Rav's talking about Talmud Chacham. Now what happens if...
No. Even, right, even, we're not a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is one case where a person who doesn't do it is not a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't say that he doesn't think it's wrong. He's not a Talmud Chacham because he then doesn't appreciate who he is and what the Avla was. But even not a Talmud Chacham, somebody who did something to somebody that was wrong, he gave him a bad name or something like that, a shemra, which he was the one in wrong, right? And didn't ask mechila, didn't what's it called? He got away with it. Then it could be that you're not a stamina and you didn't loan me your lawnmower. That's something that I should take into consideration. My good name or bad name is something that's important. It's not just I didn't get a lawnmower. There I'm allowed to what's it called to react.
So the comparison,
right. Even somebody comes, you're not allowed to hit people. Somebody comes and punches you in the mouth. So the Sefer HaChinuch says a person doesn't have to be a insensitive person who doesn't feel anything and just sits there like a punching bag and takes it. You're allowed to hit the guy back. Not just because you're defending yourself, because that's a human response to what's it called, to it's not taking revenge. You hit me. What's it called? You provoke me. I have a right to react. No less. Right? Someone breaks your nose is one thing, but they give you a bad name, that's even worse. Because the broken nose will heal. The bad name may never heal. Because the people, and that's why it says you're not mechuyev to be mochel somebody who gave you a bad name. It's a motzi shemra. Because you can say, right, the people who heard this, I don't know who you spread it to. You can't go and fix it up with everybody. See, it's impossible for you to fix it up. I don't have to mechuyev you.
The comparison is snatch. That's just what Talmud Chacham.
No. Bad name is anybody. Anybody. Talmud Chacham is just that the person Mavaza covered a Torah. Because it was public. Right? There, even it's not a bad name or whatever. Some other kind of things. The guy yelled, what's it called, embarrassed, whatever. Not a bad name. Didn't say any bad name. Just, that's covered a Torah. But that for a person, that's Talmud Chacham. So it's his own honor. But somebody's motzi shemra on somebody, that's a serious thing.
If he does it to somebody else, he does it to somebody else, and you see, if one sees, can one...
Is it robbing?
In other words, not the victim himself.
He thought he was doing it...
Now, I observe someone giving someone a bad name, a motzi shemra, and I know it's false. Am I also entitled to hate him? I mean, to revenge?
Yeah, that's from a different reason. That's because... person did an aveira that you know he didn't do tshuva, but there's a halacha that you can't hate the person unless you give him musr, and even if he doesn't accept the musr, maybe your musr wasn't effective. But the person who has a bad name himself is allowed to take revenge because it's something that affects him. He's allowed to take revenge, right? He's allowed to let people know that this person gave me a bad name or whatever, steer clear of him or whatever. So there are times when the Kima, Netira, and Sina are either mutter or a mitzvah. It's not across the board that, you know, you have to be a punching bag and let people do whatever they want to you and you can't react. For things that are not important, then you shouldn't react. It's not important enough to react about. But things that are important, now that's why there's a very thin line, because when it comes to people's feelings, everything is important for them. Shaila is what the Torah considers important and what not. So a person has to be able to control it at least to those things that the Torah would consider important, not things that you feel important because your feelings were hurt.
It says that Hashem being revengeful.
Exactly. That's all of that is the same thing. The Rabbanu Shel Olam, what's it called, makes it, the whole purpose in the world is that people should see that good is proper and pays off, and evil doesn't, crime doesn't pay. And the world sees the opposite, right? It's a terrible chilul Hashem. Because it appears like you can get ahead in this world if you do bad things. So the fact that there's revenge taken, which means that it evens the books, and you see the crime doesn't pay, then it brings the world back to that kiddush Hashem. So in certain similar, like I said, that person's like take revenge too.
By a personal thing, like somebody says,
no, a regular person, if he wants to be a tzaddik, he can forgive the person. He's not mechuyev to forgive him. And he's not mechuyev not to do something. But he's not a mitzvah to do it. By a Talmud Chacham, since it's not my covet, right, it's not that I have a right to do it, right, I have a responsibility to uphold covet HaTorah. So if I don't do it, obviously I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Right, and that's what it says. It says Eino Talmud Chacham. Not that he's doing something wrong necessarily, but the Rambam says that he gets punished for it, because you should realize that it's Kavod HaTorah over here, and you shouldn't be so easy to give up. But if it's your own Kavod, it's just you have a right to hold a grudge or whatever, and you don't, then you're a big tzaddik. You have a right to be a tzaddik, but you don't have a right to be a tzaddik on the expense of Kavod HaTorah.
Also, somebody's like getting like you got punched in the face, so like that exact second, he's like, or even later, he can hit the guy back. It's only the heat of the moment.
No, probably the heat of the moment. Yeah. Right. After that, he can take him to court. He can do whatever. He can take him to Beis Din or whatever. But probably only in the heat of the moment. You're not mechuyev to have people punch you in the face and just stand there and say, "Right, would you like to get the other, turn the other cheek or whatever?" It's not our religion. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask the Ribono Sholem that we say it night before Kriya Shema. How do we apply that?
So, even it says in Tefillah Zakah, forget about every night. Right? Every night you say it before you go to sleep, whether you mean it or not is a different story. But right before Yom Kippur, there's Tefillah Zakah. In Tefillah Zakah, it says, I forgive everybody who did something against me, except people that I could take to Beis Din and get my money back, who stole from me or damaged me or whatever, and whoever was Motzi Shemra on me. Somebody's Motzi Shemra, right? I don't necessarily forgive that. Or somebody who's done this over and over again and says, oh, he'll forgive me. So it gives them the incentive to do it again. Those are exceptions. I think it says the Pharisee should feel the Zaka of those things, except for those kind of people. Now, even there, somebody's mostly shamer. If you want to be a tzaddik, you can. But there you're not mechuyev, and you're surely not mechuyev to do it if the person didn't ask you mechila. You're not even mechuyev to do it if the person asked mechila. Surely if he didn't ask mechila. But in those situations, if you want to be a tzaddik and say, I'm not going to take him to court, and they can do it again to me too, it doesn't bother me, right? In those kind of situations, except that you may be harming the person because you're giving an incentive to do more averus, right? But for your sake, you could be a tzaddik in those situations, but you're not mechuyev.
That's for this, but in the Rishon LeZion, it talks about
yeah, I'm not. I obviously don't say it, so I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. It says about yeah, okay. Then I mean, I'm mochel everybody or whatever. Yeah, okay. It's a nice thing to do. Probably, it's not. Most people don't mean it 100% every night. Okay, except for the people who didn't do anything to you, or they did it in Gilgal Achir that you don't even know about. So then you're willing to be mochel them. But somebody who really hurt you in a way that you're either mechuyev to forgive them. But just saying that at night is not going to help if you don't really feel it in your heart. And if you're not mechuyev, unless you really mean it, it's meaningless. Yeah.
If someone's getting beat up and they do take it, they say, like, Hashem will take care of him, like, I'm not doing anything. Is that okay also, or a person should hit that cord?
Is there an inyan to be a shmata and let people harm you?
Yeah.
if you're a masochist, yeah, I guess so. Then it's logical, right? Can't be again, you know.
Just like guy punches you, you don't punch back. That's all. You don't let your cost out. You just it's a one time thing. Hits you once, and that's it. Then you just. It's a one-time thing.
And you control yourself and get back at him some other way or be mochel him.
You still have to tell yourself, I'm mochel him, just like you.
And I don't know, it really depends on the situation. If the situation is that the person did it, you know, in a rage and he's not going to do it again and you're not promoting him to do this to other people, then yeah, maybe a big thing to be a tzaddik and to... Right? On the other hand, if you don't react to somebody, a bully, and you're giving him the incentive then to bully other people, because nobody's going to stand up to him, right? Then you're doing an avla. You're hurting other people by not, right? One time the bully will get punched in the mouth, maybe he won't do it to somebody else. So it really depends on the situation.
A YouTube video like that.
Huh?
No, the bully beating up this big kid just had it, and he just took the kid and threw him to the floor, just... I broke his foot. It was crazy, didn't it? He beat up the bully. It was really cool.
Yeah, so in that kind of situation where by not reacting, you're encouraging somebody to bully other people or to continue doing it to you, then l'chari, you're not mechuyev to do that.
L'chari, if it's his question, you would split. Reacting in just in maisa or reacting to how you feel. Because there's still an issue. If you're reacting, you're punched back. You're doing it with a punishment. Either the punishment. Rebbe mentioned that you gotta get to stop, or he's gonna keep on beating you more if you don't stop. It could be a punishment. That's true.
No, that's true. Right. But a much higher madrega. But the way the chinuch says it is, a person doesn't have to be like an Evan who's unfeeling. Meaning, you're allowed to feel pain and react as if somebody hits you or somebody yells at you, yell back at them, Right? It's and he's mashing from him that it's not because you have a tremendous cheshbin or whatever. Right? I just said it, that kind of case, you shouldn't be a tzaddik. But he's talking about it's you're not liable if you react to somebody who attacks you first. That doesn't mean that you should do it. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to overcome that. But you definitely aren't going to be held responsible if you react because you're sensitive to what somebody did to you. Right. And that's without a cheshbon.
Yeah, but he was asking, is there a milah, yeah, not to feel anything? So they're fair. Shmuel ben Avinu Meshiv is a higher madriga.
Right, it's a higher madriga, but again, but you're not going to be held responsible if you are Meshiv.
Fine, but it doesn't mean you're not going to punch back. They're two separate things.
No, it could be an chanami. You'll be the kind of person who doesn't bother you and you didn't do it, but you're doing it with a cheshbon. That's a much higher thing. But if you don't do it with a cheshbon, you're not going to be held liable. But there, it may be better, right, if you're doing it because your own personal thing, then it may be better. There's a bigger mile of nelov and veinam olvim or whatever. Yeah, that is such a chiluk. Okay.